I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, dopamine detectives. Sienna Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the wild world of attention focus and those little dopamine hits that can sometimes hijack our brains. Ever feel like you're on a roller coaster of emotions? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting into a pit of despair. Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving deep into something super powerful today. Mindfulness exercises to help us take control of those emotional waves. We all experience ups and downs, it's part of being human. But learning to ride those waves with grace instead of getting swept away is a game changer. Think about it like this. Your emotions are like the weather. They change constantly, sometimes unexpectedly. But just because the rain is pouring doesn't mean you need to stay inside and mope. Mindfulness gives us the tools to look out at the storm, understand what's happening, and make choices about how we want to respond. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you become a mindfulness master. First, tune into your body. Ever notice how tension builds up in your shoulders when you're stressed? Or how butterflies flutter in your stomach when you're nervous? Our bodies are like early warning systems for our emotions. Paying attention to physical sensations can give you clues about what's going on internally. Take a few moments throughout the day to scan your body, noticing any areas of tightness or discomfort. Just by acknowledging these sensations, you start to create space between yourself and the emotion. Next up, practice mindful breathing. Sounds simple, right? But taking slow, deliberate breaths can be incredibly powerful for calming your nervous system. Try inhaling for a count of 4, holding for a count of 4, and exhaling for a count of 4. Repeat this several times whenever you feel overwhelmed or anxious. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your emotional thermostat. Third, be present in the moment. Our minds are notorious for wandering off into the past or future. But mindfulness is all about anchoring ourselves in the here and now. Engage your senses. Notice the colors around you, the sounds you hear, the textures you feel. Really savor those little details. When your mind starts to drift, gently guide it back to the present moment. Fourth, accept your emotions without judgment. This one can be a tough cookie. We often try to push away or suppress our feelings, which just makes them stronger. Instead, practice radical acceptance. Acknowledge your emotions without labeling them as good or bad. Just say to yourself, I'm feeling angry right now, or I'm feeling sad. Remember, all emotions are valid. Finally, cultivate self-compassion. We can be our own worst critics, but treating ourselves with kindness and understanding is essential for emotional well-being. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to a good friend going through a tough time. Offer words of encouragement and support. Remember, you're human and it's okay to make mistakes. Let me tell you a story that really illustrates this point. A few months ago, I was invited to speak at a big conference. I was so excited, but also terrified. My mind was racing with all the things that could go wrong. I felt like my heart was about to beat out of my chest. Instead of trying to ignore these feelings, I took a few deep breaths and reminded myself that it's okay to feel nervous. I told myself that even if things didn't go perfectly, I would still be proud of myself for putting myself out there. And guess what? The presentation went amazing. Because I was able to manage my anxiety with mindfulness techniques, I was able to fully engage with the audience and share my message authentically. So remember, dopamine detectives. Mindfulness isn't about eliminating emotions, it's about learning to ride those waves with grace and awareness. By incorporating these simple exercises into your daily routine, you can take charge of your emotional landscape and create a more balanced and fulfilling life. Ready to put these tips into action? Start by choosing one mindfulness exercise to focus on this week. Set a reminder on your phone or write it down in your planner. And remember, every little step counts. Share your experiences with me on social media. I'd love to hear how these exercises are working for you. Until next time, keep those brains healthy and those emotions in check.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.